This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Mate, obviously there's a couple of different things. School holidays, people have a short break and they just, we all want to go away and get away and have a good time, perhaps travel to another location, go away camping, do those kind of things. Mate, just make sure, obviously, if you are doing that kind of stuff, that your vehicle's in good roadworthy condition. Mate, you're in good condition. So, you know, make sure you get plenty of sleep before you hit the road the day before. And you're not part of that fatal five. You're wearing your seatbelt. You're not speeding. You're not affected by drugs or alcohol. You're not distracted. And most importantly, you're not fatigued. So if you can do those for us, mate, and get from A to B and have a good time on your holidays, that's positive. And make sure you return back to Port Douglas, of course.
Yep.
Mate, and also, on top of that, just be mindful of the fact that there's going to be a lot of traffic during those periods of time. So just it's probably planning ahead, making sure that if you want to be somewhere by a certain time, be mindful of the fact that during school holidays, that increase in traffic is probably going to take you a little bit longer, leave half an hour earlier, 20 minutes earlier, just to make sure you get there on time.
Absolutely. Mate, and also, can I just mention too, Damien, last Friday I was heading down to Cairns to catch the plane, and you'd probably be aware of this, but there was a Hilux ute about 10 k's out of town, out of port. There was a Hilux ute went into the side of a cliff. Now, the actual driver, I spoke with him, and he had a nasty cut on the back of his head, but apart from that, he was okay. But you were talking about getting your vehicle service before you go away on any trip. Now, this guy was just on his way up to Port Douglas. He's a concreter, and the back wheel of the Hilux came off. I mean, the back wheel. Now, you know, I'm not questioning whether he had it serviced, but you kind of it's a timely reminder that when you head off on a journey, it might have been a while since your car was checked. And you know, a wheel coming off a vehicle like this, it would have scared the bejesus out of him.
Mate, yeah, look, it's something that a lot of people tend to forget. You know, manufacturers of motor vehicles have service intervals for a reason. You know, they're not just sitting there trying to rip you off and take money out of your pocket. You know, your vehicle over a period of time, obviously there's wear and tear on it, and things do tend to rattle loose, particularly on Queensland roads. And so that upkeep and maintenance of your motor vehicle, it's your responsibility to do that. So just make sure that you do it properly. You know, I know we all hate shelling out money unnecessarily, but mate, most common thing, you know, for a motor vehicle, you know, your tyres and wheels are a common fault for motor vehicles. Have a walk around your car once a week, kick a tyre, have a look at them, give your wheel a bit of a shake. Just make sure that all your wheel nuts are done up appropriately. You know, it's pretty hard to drive a car when you're missing a wheel.
Absolutely. No, he was very, very lucky indeed. We put a photo up on our Facebook page. It slammed into the side of the cliff and, I mean, glass came flying in and he cut his head, but you're absolutely right. Now, during the school holidays, what about children behaviour?
Mate, look, obviously kids are no longer in school for that two-week period and parents are all juggling jobs and trying to figure out what they're going to do with maintaining their children's entertainment. It's probably a good time now, a week out now, to start planning what activities you're going to do with your kids and how you're going to make sure that they're not getting up to any bad behaviour. You know, I'm all for kids going out and being adventurous and having a good time. Times have certainly changed from when I was a kid, but the you know, there's an opportunity there for you to sit down and plan and perhaps get together with a couple other families and organise, you know, do a bit of a roster system where you can have some plans in place, what entertainment, some games and things for the kids to do, and just rotate them through your friend group, and that way the kids will be happily entertained, hopefully for 2 weeks. I know by the time they get to the end of the first week, they want to kill each other. But if we can get them through 2 weeks and get them back to school, they're not going to be out there doing something stupid or something that they're going to regret when they get older.
Absolutely. Now, we spoke about this the last time you came on air, but home security, always worth another mention, particularly over this period, particularly when people might be away, taking a bit of a break and leaving their home.
Yeah, mate, look, if you're going to go away, speak to your neighbours either side of you. Make sure they keep an eye on your place. Get them to collect your mail. You know, if you get the newspaper delivered, make sure they go and pick the newspaper up off your driveway every morning. let them have it, for God's sake. If they go and pick it up for you, they're doing a bit of home security for you, just let them take that newspaper home and they can read it. All those little indicators are things that show that, you know, the place is unoccupied for a period of time. When the mailbox is overflowing, it's not hard to figure out that perhaps somebody's not there at the moment. So,
exactly.
And those unscrupulous people that do travel up here from another location, which we will not mention, they look at all those kind of indicators. So that's why they target places. So, look, and having said that, you know, for that last run of breaks that we had, there has been a 17-year-old arrested in relation to those, and he's due to appear in the Cairns Children's Court. So it's... look, we're getting results, but the problem is our apathy still makes us a very, very soft target. So
if we
all get in the mindset of doing those little things properly, you know, it just reduces our chances of being victims.
Mm. And, of course, always leaving a light on too. Now, people might say, oh, look, people know that, you know, you're going to leave a light on. But the thing is, you and I know through experience that they like working in the dark. So if they see darkness, they'd rather go for that than the light. They're a bit like cockroaches.
Oh, certainly, mate. And they wear those head torches. They wear all kinds of stuff. So they want to get through and get into the concealment within a dwelling in darkness, and then once they're in there, they'll just turn that little head torch on a low lumens, and they just wander around through your house and pick away their heart's content. So if you do want to leave a couple of lights on, you know, even just your bedside light in a bedroom and one in the lounge room, it's just one of those little things that's going to make it a little bit more inconvenient for them.
Beautiful, mate. Thank you, Damien. You have a great day and great week, and stay safe.
Thanks very much, Paul. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.